Good morning. Right, reading this morning is taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Let's ask for God's help, shall we, as we think about this passage together. Father God, we thank you for your Son, for everything that he said and taught. Please help us understand more about what he's saying in this part of John's Gospel now. In his name we ask, amen. Amen. Now this morning I've brought a map with me. Okay, this is an Ordnance Survey map of Eastbourne, Beachy Head, New Haven, Seaford, Howsham and Heathfield. And not many people use maps these days, but this is an Ordnance Survey map, and that's upside down. I'm gifted at map. Geography was one of my strongest subjects, funnily enough, but anyway. So here it is, and Eastbourne is sort of down here. There's Howsham, and Horam is up here. So if you're looking at this map, there's lots of different roads and you can travel in all sorts of places. There's one is on the screen there. It might be easier just to look up at that one, really. But it's interesting because if we were to go from Horam up the top down to Eastbourne down the bottom, there's a number of different ways we could do it. So if you're looking at the one up there, if you're looking up at Horam, the simplest thing is to go straight down the middle, down what's called the 267, down onto the A22, into Polegate, and then you can go into Eastbourne. That's the most obvious route. But it's not the only route, is it? Because actually you can get to Eastbourne by going across to Golden Cross. You can go down through Alfriston, down to the Exeat and Seaford, and then go across that way to Eastbourne. It's more picturesque. It's a more picturesque route. But, you know, if you don't want to go that way, you can go another way. Sometimes I like to cycle over through Hurstman Zoo, over towards Coudon, and then come into Eastbourne through Pevensey Bay and come in that way. Alternatively, you could just walk straight down the Cuckoo Trail if you fancied a long jaunt. So, you know, there's different ways. There's not just one way to Eastbourne. There's many ways you can get to Eastbourne. And if you want to be really ridiculous, do you know, some things are just too painful for people to watch. Thank you, Sue. Now, today we're examining another one of the I am sayings of Jesus from John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, over the last few months, we've been thinking about some of those I am sayings, and they're listed up there, where Jesus said, I am the bread of the life. I am the light of the world. I am the door or the gate. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the resurrection. I'm the true vine. Today, we're thinking about the last of his sayings. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we're particularly thinking about that first phrase where Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. In this passage, Jesus is speaking about him being the way to his Father's house. Now, I've got two brothers who live in Eastbourne. They've both got houses in Eastbourne. And I could get this map out again. I won't open it up again. But I could get the map out and I could show you how to get to my brothers' houses. Yeah? I could show you on the map. But the house that Jesus is talking about is not a house that we can find on a map. Not that map, not any map, in fact, as we'll see. So let's think about this passage together that Marianne read to us in John 14. It's the night before Jesus goes to the cross, and he's with his disciples in what is known as the upper room, where he celebrates the Passover with them. And he's trying to help his followers understand what's about to happen to him, because he's about to go to the cross and die. And he's helping them understand what it will mean for him. But they don't quite get it. Which is why Jesus says at the beginning of chapter 14, "Trust in God, trust also in me." You see, they're not to worry, but they're to put their trust in him. And he tells them that he's going to prepare a place for them in his Father's house. And then he says, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." But the disciples are looking at each other and they're going, "Do you know the way?" "No." "Do you know the way?" "I don't know the way." So Thomas pipes up and he says, "Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And it's at this point, if Thomas had a mobile phone, he'd have taken it out of his pocket and said, "Look, Jesus, just give us the postcode and we'll type it into Google Maps and then we'll know how to get to your Father's house." But obviously he didn't have a mobile phone. But you know, the house that Jesus was talking about isn't on the map I showed you earlier. It's not even on Google Maps or any map. Because the house that Jesus is talking about is not a house that we can walk to or drive to. Because Jesus is talking about God's house. He's talking about heaven. And the way to be in God's house, heaven, for all eternity. He's talking about the way to eternal life with God. The way to heaven. And Jesus says something extraordinary. Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the way to my Father's house. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is saying, he's not just going to point us to the road to the Father's house. He says, "I am the road. I am the path to my Father's house." It's quite a strange thing to say, isn't it? Remember the "I am" sayings? He said a lot of these strange things. He said things like, "I am the bread of life." What? We've got to eat Jesus? Well, there's a kind of sense in which we do. Yeah? "I am the light of the world." Not just, "I can show you some light." I am. He's saying some extraordinary things about him that if any other human said these things, you'd think they were nutters, wouldn't you? But Jesus is saying, "I am the way to my Father. I am the road. I am the path to my Father's house. I am the path, the way to heaven." So what did Jesus mean? What did Jesus mean? Well, let me explain it like this. And there's a few diagrams on the screen. Some of you may have seen something like this before. You see, the Bible says that we are made to live in God's house. So God is represented there by the crown, and that house is representing God's house, and the little person represents humanity. We are made to live in God's presence, in God's house. That's what we were created for, to live with God. But the Bible says we have all rebelled against God. We've all ignored him and tried to run lives without him. It's what the Bible calls sin. And sin can basically be understood by thinking of the words S-I-N as an acronym. Sin stands for "Shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules." That's really what sin is. Shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. Sin is rebelling against God. And sin leaves us cut off from God, cut off from God's house, separated eternally from him. Now, many people think that they can make their own road, their own way, path back to God. And people do this by trying to do good things, as if that can build the road back to God. But good things fall so far short of getting back to God. Some people think they can make their way back to God through religion, through being religious. But again, that falls so far short of being able to make our way back to God. Nothing we can do can make a way back to God's house and bring us the forgiveness we need and deal with the judgment that we deserve from God. But you know, in God's love, he sent Jesus to die in our place on the cross, to take the punishment we deserve so we can be forgiven. And in so doing, Jesus made a way back to God. Actually, that's not quite right. Because Jesus didn't make a way back to God. Jesus made the way back to God. The only way back to God. That is why Jesus said, he clarified his statement, "I am the way, the truth and the life." He clarified it by saying, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is saying he is the only way back into a relationship with God, back into God's house in heaven. The only way to eternal life. You know, we've lots of ways of getting to Eastbourne and all sorts of destinations. But there is only one way to get to heaven. Only one way to have eternal life in God's house. And that is through Jesus and his death on the cross for you. So how do we walk, as it were, across Jesus, the way to the Father? How is it that we can journey from our position of being rebels before God to now being at home, friends with God in his house? How do we make that journey across Jesus? Well, the beginning of John 14 tells us, where Jesus says, "Trust in God, trust also in me." You see, we need to believe in him. We need to believe in what God sent Jesus to achieve for us, which is to make that way back to God by dying on the cross. And as we trust in what God has done in Jesus, as we trust in Jesus to provide that way back to God, we actually do cross and come back into friendship with God, come back into his home, come back into fellowship with God for all eternity. All because of what Jesus has done. It means we can enjoy a relationship with God forever, all made possible through Jesus, who is the only way to the Father. We've got some couple of questions to talk openly about around the tables. We're not looking for right answers, we're looking for honesty around these tables. And two questions. Firstly, did anything particularly strike you about what you've just heard? Anything that thought, crumbs, yeah, I didn't think of that before, or, oh yes, that's reminding me of, yeah. Did anything strike you from what's just been said? And the second thing to discuss, the second question is, what are the implications of Jesus' words, "No one comes to the Father except through me"? What does that actually mean if what Jesus is saying is true?